This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Why so much gloom and doom? Politics is a mess. The economy is in peril. Other nations are laughing at us. Closer to home, we're going to have a major water shortage this year, and on and on and on. Why is everything so negative? Look, let's face facts. Let's go back and remember where we were this time last year. We were just starting the massive collapse of our nation due to COVID-19. By the end of March last year, our nation was in freefall. For the vast amount of the year, our basic liberties were canceled by those in power. Our businesses were forced to shut down. People were in fear for their lives over COVID-19. Masks became the norm, and 6 feet of social distancing was the directive. Many, many people lost their jobs, homes, and businesses as the government flailed away with more and more restrictions. It was a mess. And it's going to take a long time to correct it and get back to normal. But look where we are today. Is COVID-19 still a threat to all of us? Well, absolutely. Are people still dying from the disease? Certainly. But with the COVID-19 vaccine being rolled out across the country, and with many Americans already having had the disease, we're on the upswing to get our lives back to normal. Will it happen this year? Maybe. I think we'll see a slow but steady improvement in all COVID numbers, and as more and more of us get the vaccine, we'll make significant headway. Ahead of us is summertime, too. That's when we all spend more time outdoors, and as we all know, that's not a good thing for the COVID-19 infection. And I simply shake my head when our new president, vice president, and the, well, same old tired Speaker of the House ramble on about the vaccine and wring their hands because many Americans don't want it. Well, kids, that's because throughout the presidential campaign, all you did was inject doubt and fear about the vaccine because President Trump and his Operation Warp Speed were the factors that got the vaccine to us in record time. So you are the ones who created this suspicion of the vaccine, and now somehow you expect us to forget the part you played in it? Well, I don't think so. It's going to take time for our nation to recover from this whole COVID-19 mess. It might take years to get totally back to normal. But as long as we keep making headway in securing back our rights to have our businesses open, our rights to dine and associate with others, and our ability to earn a living, then small steps are okay as long as they keep heading in the right direction. We will make it. It is just a matter of time and when. Hey, if you miss A View From Here, remember that you can always catch it on our podcast. Just go to our website, klamathradio.com, click on podcasts, and there they are. Also, feel free to send me your thoughts at view@klamathradio.com. That's view@klamathradio.com. Oh, and one final thought. There are only two things in the world that I'm sure of right now. COVID-19 will be around for quite some time in the future, and Dr. Fauci will change his mind about it virtually every week. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.